Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
A great holiday, whatever you celebrated, and I may have some good news for you. If you didn't get your stimulus check, yes, it's not quite what you wanted. The president was trying to play Santa Claus, and some on the Hill were Grinch. So it's $600, but if you qualify, depending on how many in the household and all that, it may already be sitting in your bank account. Lots of people have definitely sent me their notification. Got it. So a lot of you, the listeners, have reached out to me. If you haven't, just go to the IRS website. But here's the deal. There may be a third stimulus coming because it wasn't enough. And with the surge in COVID and more restaurants and tighter regulations in some counties, some cities, some suburbs, businesses are having a very, very hard time staying afloat, especially restaurants and obviously people who are in the entertainment industry, lots of places, mom and pop shops, that kind of thing. Even the big box stores are struggling a lot more depending on which one it is. Speaking of finality of things, the Senate runoff races are here, and it's important because if the incumbents, Warnock and Loeffler, don't retain their seats and Warnock and Ossoff get the seats, the challengers, and the incumbents, Loeffler and Perdue, don't win, that would mean that the balance of power would shift in the Senate because Harris, the VP, would have the deciding vote should there be a tie. Loeffler, Kelly Loeffler, is saying, by the way, she is objecting to Joe Biden's Electoral College win hours before the polls open for that runoff. So some say it's a risky move on her part. Others say checkmate. And this could be the right move to do that because there may be more people that will back her when they go to vote on Tuesday. So watching this and watching to see what's going to happen after we've had so many that have been down there who are campaigning for both the Democrats and campaigning for the Republicans, all eyes are on the state of Georgia once again, just like on election night when Georgia flipped from Republican to Democrat voting for the president in the presidential election anyway, for the first time in a very, very long time. So this is it. Loeffler is saying that she's already introduced legislation to establish a commission to investigate election irregularities and recommend election integrity measures, saying we have to restore trust, confidence, and integrity in our election system. She won on November 3rd, if you remember, against her Republican rival, Doug Collins, in the special election race, but that led to Tuesday's runoff contest. So we'll see, again, what happens in the state of Georgia. It's really tough to look in the tea leaves and figure out what's happening here since there was a high volume of early voters and the Republicans are slightly ahead in the early vote, but traditionally Republican voters come out and vote on the actual day. And this all dovetails into all eyes being on Georgia because the president had a phone call with the Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, where he urged him to find enough votes to reverse the state's election results. And during the call, according to the audio that's everywhere you look, but was obtained by the Washington Post, the president said, "All I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have because we won the state." And he said, I guess at one point, "So what are we going to do here? I only need 11,000 votes. I need 11,000 votes. Give me a break." But Georgia's certified election results, and that's what he's talking about, showed that Joe Biden won the state by 11,779 votes. And so now there is this debate with Republicans as to whether or not the president was being like a mafia boss in chastising the election results and going after the pawn in it all, the man in charge of the certification, and by doing that, going after Raffensperger, going after him, sent a lot of shockwaves through the Republican Party to either step up and defend the president or to jump off the bandwagon because of this audio that naturally leaked out of the conversation over the weekend between the president and the Georgia Secretary of State, like I said, where there was the push to, can you find the votes, blah, blah, blah. I guess he had tried to call. I was looking at Fox News, and Fox News said something I didn't know, that supposedly the president had tried to contact Raffensperger, that's his name, Raffensperger, 18 times before the call on Saturday. So you've got Democrats who are easily tongue-lashing the president because that's a layup for them. And then you have some Republicans who are defending it, and then you have other Republicans who are pushing back on what the president had to say. By the way, two House Republicans also say that more than 100 Republican House members are going to object to the election results in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Wisconsin. And if you look at your calendars and you look at what's happening in Georgia, and very big, and on our next show we'll have all of what went down there, you then think about the fact that now there's a couple weeks left, and then Biden's in, barring something bizarre, some Hail Mary that happens, which is not likely, looking at what's being said again on the Hill. And now with the switching there, and with the switching on the Hill, or switching of the president and the possible switch of the Senate, boy, that could mean Democrats all the way across. And some Republicans are kicking themselves, saying they did not see this coming. It hasn't happened yet because of the runoff, and we don't know what's going to happen with the runoff. And then the president's ushered out basically after that. And the curiosity thing, I think, here too is, how does the president go out of office with just a couple of weeks left? Does he leave beforehand? Is there a switch, changing of the guard, which is traditional? What happens there? We're changing gears. On the flip side, I'll meet you there. We're talking about a few other things, odds and ends next.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
New Year's Eve marks a fresh start and a new beginning. And with that in mind, Kia Motors America is ringing in the arrival of 2021 with a massive New Year's celebration. The party started in early December when the all-new Kia Sorento SUV embarked on a coast-to-coast tour of the U.S. with a mission to deliver the iconic 2021 New Year's Eve numerals to Times Square. National Geographic documented the journey entitled The World's First Storytelling Machine, capturing inspirational stories along the way. And as the official sponsor of the New Year's Eve countdown, Kia will help honor frontline workers in Times Square on New Year's Eve. James Bell, Director, Corporate Communications, Kia Motors America.
To recognize and thank them for their hard work and dedication, Kia will transport frontline workers and their families so they can safely experience the thrill of New Year's Eve in Times Square. The families will be shuttled to and from Times Square in a fleet of Kia Sorento and Telluride SUVs.
For more, visit Kia.com.
Talking about odds and ends here, so what I like to call odds and ends is some of what you did not hear perhaps during the day. I mean, we're well aware of the significance of what's going on in Georgia. We're aware of reactions, obviously, to what happened in Georgia between the president and the man who certifies the election results, basically. And, of course, the court of public opinion, which is decidedly undecided about so many things because it is absolutely like sports teams where it's us and them, you and yous guys, as they say, where I grew up. And heading into 2021, it's like most most definitely the same thing. The polarization of this country continues. And I just want to say one thing that, you know, I say that saying that is such a cliche, but I can't help myself when I trip into it, where we're all in this together, but we really are all in this together. And if there's something that I am proud of from 2020 is all of you who have reached out to this show, have sent your thoughts in the mailbag that I go to, where you've talked about what neighbor is doing to help other neighbors, whether they have political differences or religious differences or whatever it is. So often we highlight the things that are nasty that are going on, but yet there are so many wonderful things that are happening, and I hope they continue to happen, and I believe in my heart they will happen. So, you know, there's the good news there. And we did see that with a new year comes new laws, and in our mailbag segment, I was asked about that, but there are some other interesting things that are happening in areas where we definitely have listeners. For example, in Connecticut, law enforcement departments have to take steps to represent the communities that they serve a little bit better, is what the law is saying. It's part of the broader police accountability bill that passed in the summer. And what that means is, I mean, how do you do that? It means that the units that are out there have been tasked with recruiting more diverse candidates in their ranks, mentorship programs, that's how they'll do it, community outreach, affirmative action policies, that kind of thing. And also they have to report their efforts every year to the Police Officer Standards and Training Council. They make up, that's the body who make up the change, that they're making that change. And also in Connecticut, when you make arrests or interact with the public, you now have to display your badges and name tags on the uniform, and all the officers in the state have to have a behavioral health screening every 5 years. Now, to that end, in Missouri, law enforcement officers have to undergo about an hour of training each year on recognizing implicit bias, is what they're saying, and de-escalating conflicts. And boy, all those situations vary. As somebody who has family members and has had family members in law enforcement and have heard some of the stories, this is really tough in what we've seen and what we haven't seen happen. And it's also tough to try to make those laws and try to make it fit into what the culture is of these areas and police departments, and then, again, the outreach programs. There are many places in the country that do have some really strong outreach programs, and I guess the hope is that they can learn from some of those what's working well. The other thing that's happened is with employment, and there's always arguments about employment, you know, minimum wage, et cetera. So in New Mexico, the minimum wage increases increases to $10.50. That's up from $1.50 from the $9 wage that it is now. In California, the rate for employers with 26 workers or more, that goes up from $13 to $14. I know, again, we have listeners in these areas, and those changes can be significant to some of the workers that were hit in some of the hard areas by the coronavirus pandemic. And then there's a slew of other ridiculous laws that have also kicked into effect that'll be tough to, I think, police, or why would you want to police them? I don't know. There is one that has an environmental twist to it, and that's in Hawaii, and I talked about this the other day. They've become the first state to ban certain sunscreen sales because of the coral reef, and in the state, it's now illegal to sell or distribute over-the-counter sunscreens that have a couple of chemicals in them that they're not allowing. The wearing them, I guess, is still allowed, but it's going to be illegal. So the chemicals in the sunscreens are the things that actually help them from help you from the UV rays, which, of course, we know it seems like now sunscreen has gone up to crazy levels of protection. And, you know, what it's all about the number. What's the number? When you go in somewhere, that's what you're looking at, right, what the number is. I just wonder, when people are able to go to Hawaii and they pack their sunscreen, how do you know, and how do you kind of police that? I guess you certainly can police it in Hawaii itself, because you won't allow the sales of it, and you just go into the stores, and sunscreen is a big seller, and they would be removed, and they wouldn't be part of the products that would be there eventually. But for the people coming in, I think that's a much different thing, and I guess you can't really police that. It's just what they're selling, I suppose, is what they have to look at. So then here's this other thing that's happening. Oh, yeah. In the middle of what we have going on with the pandemic, we've got the Nashville bomber on Christmas ripping apart all those businesses as if they didn't have enough to worry about. An AT&T in downtown Nashville, 40-plus buildings, and apparently the Nashville bomber mailed materials to a couple of different people, rambling about sort of his manifesto as to what was happening. And there were neighbors. You know, this is always about that whole investigation afterwards. You know, because you had 40 buildings. You had the AT&T transmission building. That was ripped up. So you have neighbors who say that he was a loner and they didn't know much about him, and he was a computer expert, and they never thought that he was capable of such a thing. And then you have other people who say that they warned the police that he was making bombs. So somewhere in between is what actually people saw and what the authorities knew or didn't know. I think it's just a miracle. That is a Christmas miracle that people were not killed in Nashville. Of everything that's happened in the last 2 weeks, I think the best story is the fact. The worst story is that this bomb went off in the RV, killed himself, and there was so much damage that was done. But the best part of that story is the fact that people were not killed. Because obviously it could have been so much worse than it was. Hey, coming up, the Uber driver with the most, Uber, Lyft, etc. He talks about what it's like to be in that position, the people that you meet in that job, and the stories that they have to tell. Charlie Campisi stops by, and you will love this guy. What an incredible character. So enjoy this conversation. Have you ever taken an Uber ride? He's quite a character. I've had a few of those Uber drivers, but none like that.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A more transmissible strain of coronavirus has been discovered in a fourth U.S. state. New York announced Monday they had a case of the B117 COVID-19 strain in a town north of Albany in a patient that hadn't traveled recently. The strain has also been found in Colorado, California, and Florida. The variant was first identified in the United Kingdom, and scientists believe it's between 50 and 70% more infectious than the original virus. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed a Stand Your Ground provision into law, making Ohio the 36th state with a measure that doesn't require someone to retreat before acting with lethal force in self-defense. In a statement, DeWine said he signed the bill to clear up an ambiguity in Ohio's self-defense law. DeWine had threatened to veto the measure unless the state legislature took up a package of gun laws that he proposed after the August 2019 mass shooting in Dayton that saw 10 people killed and another 17 injured. This is USA Radio News. At least 12 senators now say they will challenge the Electoral College vote count Wednesday in a joint session of Congress, with Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler the latest to join the effort. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley was one of the first to declare his intent to challenge the vote. When asked about his motivations, he says he's standing up for his constituents, telling Fox News he's going to use the forum he's been given to get them answers about the election.
But what I'm trying to do is to raise the concerns that my constituents have all over Missouri. I have heard from people like I've never heard before over the last month about this election. They have major, major concerns about the integrity, the fairness of this election, and they expect me to stand up and to raise those concerns, and this is the only forum I have to do it. This is the forum that the Constitution and the statutes provide, and they also want action. They want an investigation into these irregularities. They want new election laws to make sure that our elections are secure going forward. This is my chance to stand up and speak for them, and somebody has got to take their concerns seriously and speak up, and that's what I'm going to do.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Joins us. He's written a book called Adventures of a Rideshare Driver. And doesn't that just conjure up all kinds of interesting people that he might have met and some crazy stories, I'm sure, that he has to tell? Well, that's exactly what the book is. It takes you on that kind of a ride. So, Charlie, thanks for coming on.
You're quite welcome. I'm glad to be with you today.
What made you decide to be a rideshare driver, and was it what you thought it was going to be when you started?
I was bored 3 days after retirement from a job which I held for over 40 years. I got on the computer and I started looking at different ads that were on the screen, and one said, be a driver for Lyft. So I followed up on that, and 8 days later, I was a driver with Lyft in Austin, Texas, driver number 34, back when Lyft first got to Austin. I suppose there are about 3,400 Lyft drivers in the Austin area now.
Wow.
I got interested in writing the book because after about a year and a half of driving, my wife suggested that I keep a diary and ask passengers or invite them to write something in my diary. A lot of people did. Most of them wrote just a few comments. But when I got three diaries full of information, I went back through it and realized that I could make some pretty good stories out of some of the things that I had encountered with those passengers. So I sat at the computer a few hours every day for 1 month, and I did a complete book. That was at the very end of 2017, part of 2018. So 6 or 8 months later, I decided I would attempt to publish it.
And then voila, there you go. And now you've got it. And, you know, you talk about, I mean, you've had, what, more than 20,000 passengers. It's got to be even more than that number.
Well,
and you've driven for different companies.
Yes. Now, yeah, I've driven for three different companies in the Austin, Central Texas area. And I am now with, let's see, with all three companies, in excess of 12,300 trips. So I figure over 30,000 people now.
Wow. And you
with
have
the pandemic, I'm focusing on delivering food, and I'm going to do that for about the next 6 weeks until this COVID thing calms down. But it seems that delivering food for these companies is even more lucrative than driving passengers. Although I so extremely miss the conversation.
I bet.
Because I love to chat with people.
Yeah, I bet you do. So in chatting with people, you got to tell us a couple of stories. Give us a couple stories. You told me a story about some girls that you picked up and what kind of a saga that was.
Yeah, outside of San Marcos, I was traveling home about 2:15 one morning, still had the app on, and that was on the road on which we live, and I got a request for a pickup. I went about 2 miles, pulled up to the front of a piece of property, and all there was one flashlight beaming at me. A young man came out and said, "Who are you here to pick up?" And I gave him a name. He said, "I'll be right back," and he walked off into the darkness and came back a minute later with four tipsy young ladies following him. They got into the car, three in the back, one in the front seat, and they were arguing about whose app they were using and who was going to be responsible for paying for the trip. So they saw that after we went about 4 miles, and they started the argument about where they're going to stop to get some food because they were starving at this time of the morning. We decided on the only McDonald's that was open in town. I drove them up. After they decided they weren't going through the drive-thru, I let them out and waited 15 minutes while they stood in line to order their food. They came out still tipsy, got in the car again. The lady in the front seat said, "By the way, Mr. Uber driver, you need to know each one of us lives in a different dormitory." So I said, "Okay, here we go." As I stopped to let a girl out at each of the first three dormitories, the girl who was leaving my car leaned back in and said, "Well, girls, I'll see you in church about 11 o'clock this morning." And being an imp, I decided to respond immediately. "Young lady, after tonight, you need church." And I got to say that three times. That was one of my more interesting trips.
Oh boy, no kidding. It sounds like you just had a blast though doing this, and you are having a blast doing it, right?
Well, yes. I have met people from over 80 different countries, and a lot of them have put information into my diary. A lot of people from all over the world come to the Austin area because we're kind of a technological center now. And we have a gigantic outlet mall here in San Marcos. I get a lot of rides from people who are going back either to San Antonio or to Austin who have a trunk full of things for me to carry for them. And I've met people from lots of places in Mexico, Central America, South America, Eastern Europe. You want to hear the Chestahola story?
We want to hear it.
Okay, the Chestahola story is not in this book. It's in the second book. It's on the burner right now, but it's worth telling. Some of the earliest settlers in Texas, back in the white folks, Anglos, that settled in Texas back in the late 1700s and 1800s, were from Poland. They landed in Texas at a port, one of the two or three ports out of the Gulf of Mexico. And they made their way, probably by horse and buggy or by wagon, horse and wagon, to about 25 miles south of San Antonio. And they settled four or five little towns, and in each town they built a church. The people who settled in one place came from Częstochowa, Poland. They named their community in Texas Częstochowa. So 2 years ago, I was in Austin, and I went to a very large apartment complex and picked up two women. I introduced myself. They introduced themselves. I said, where are you ladies from? And the younger woman said, I live here now. I'm working. I'm from Poland. My mother is here visiting. I said, yeah, what part of Poland? And the lady said, oh, my goodness, I'm from Częstochowa. I said, did you know that Częstochowa is in Texas? And they were, it just blew them away. So I gave them my autograph, and I gave them a copy of my book.
Oh, yeah, a little history lesson. How interesting is that? The roots of that town, yeah.
Wow. So one of those stories in the current book is called My Shortest Trip. On a Sunday afternoon, I got called to the east side of the interstate off of Riverside Drive. I went to a B&B, and I picked up a couple, introduced myself when they got in the car. My name is Charlie. They told me their names. I said, where are you all headed today? And they told me they were going to go to a restaurant. I said, what brings you to Austin? And the man said, this is getting too personal. Stop at the next corner and let us out. That was my shortest trip ever. Three blocks only.
This is too personal.
Here in Austin from New York City. Short with their manners and short with their trip.
Boy, no kidding. What do you hope people take away from reading your first one and then eventually your second one, Adventures of a Rideshare Driver?
Well, I hope people will see that driving with one of the rideshare companies is extremely safe, that it's reliable, that the wait time almost everywhere is no more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unlike the taxi cab industry where people wait 2 and 3 hours.
Yeah.
I think that drivers are very interesting. Many of them are retired people who have a long history in the area and who enjoy a good conversation. And they're delighted to be able to drive anywhere from 10 to 30 hours a week.
Yeah, and you're that person, and it's so interesting to see now that delivering food is even more lucrative, and what that's turned into, and that there is always this opportunity. If you reach out and you grab it. All right, Charlie. Most important thing, Charlie Campisi, Adventures of a Rideshare Driver. Amazon, they can get the book. Where else?
Yes, Amazon Prime, Barnes and Noble. They can ask their local bookstore to get them a copy. They can, on Amazon Prime, they can get the Kindle copy of the book for a couple dollars.
Nice. That's perfect reading.
If they wish, they can call me, and I will send them an autographed copy of the book, and then they can just send me a check and return mail.
All right. That sounds good. So. So that works as well. Charlie, thank you so much. Charlie Campisi, Adventures of a Rideshare Driver. We appreciate you sharing your stories with us.
Well, I'm very happy to. More than anything, I enjoy driving the young college students around in Austin and San Marcos. I feel like because of their background and what they had to go through to get to the university, they are very community-minded. They know what community service is. And I tell them all the time that they came to the university to get a good education and to have fun in a safe way, and that I have great faith in them because when they had to do a resume to get into the university, they had to list a number of community service activities. And I tell them, I truly believe in you, and I think that you guys will be the next greatest generation.
Wow, and that's a
many of them tell
message.
Me you're not only are you the first person to tell me this, but most of our drivers don't even want to talk with us. so they get a real thrill with me.
So that shows you. All right, Charlie, thank you. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get for my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
West Coast to talk to Mick Jones. He's written a book called Cattails, and it's so interesting. As somebody who grew up with cats, the concept of cats and the mystery of cats, I think, is intriguing to lots of people. Some of you have cats, and you know what I'm talking about. But we have this weird war in the United States of cat person, dog person, and I'm actually both. So, Mick, thanks so much for coming on the show.
I appreciate you, because now watch this. I'm not a cat person or a dog person. I'm a life, living person of human beings and beings, according to the Creator. I don't have a problem with nothing.
I love that. So why did you write Cattails? Tell us about Cattails.
I wrote Cattails because I met these four interesting cats, two back east and two out here. And like I said, I'm not a pet person. I'm a life person.
So explain that. So explain the whole life thing, the laws of the universe.
The laws of the universe. I'm a believer. I'm a Christ believer. I'm not a Christian, but I am a Christ. I believe in Christ. I believe Christ is who He said He is. I believe that the scriptures are really true. And I grew into it. I didn't just grow up doing it. I had to grow into it. I wasn't always there. But the more I started to receive it and believe it and mainly search it, but the bottom line was to live it. It started to reveal that it's true. And I started letting it go. I took it serious. And I don't try to preach to nobody else. I don't try to convert nobody else. I try to be an example of what I'm talking about. And when I write it, I do it. And animals show it all the time. It proves about the Adam and Eve thing. They used to it's like subtle behavior. I mean, then I watch human beings. I watch human beings train anything. When you can train a roach, there's something to this. I've right. seen human beings train roaches, ants. I'm talking about stuff you can believe. How do they do that? It's the gift. It's that somebody has their gift and it ties in and they discover it. And it's like the bees, the other than human beings, everything else seems to know it. That's why they don't need a savior. We do. That's what makes the bee. That's to me what makes Jesus really real. Not being a Christian. It's not about Christianity because God is not a Christian. And that's not a put down. But I said, what is the Bible? It's an instruction book. It's a book that's been inspired to help us. That's why I said, study for yourself. Hear all the people. You're going to hear a lot of people, including yourself. But this instruction book tells you how to find your creator. If everything in life's got an instruction to it, a car, this, or whatever, a toy, why wouldn't your spirit have one? The most important thing to us. I mean, that's what I'm saying to me. I don't try to convince you. I say, that makes so much sense. It's so simple. And God said, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. Light burden. You say no burden. Light. I don't put heavy stuff on you. I don't weigh you down. That would make me a cruel God. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And I was just thinking to myself how you break the book down. You talk about, like, for example, one, you talk about Elmo. And you say, Elmo is the top kick and has reconnaissance experience and tenure. Elmo's like Bruce Springsteen. He's the boss. He takes care of business.
Yeah.
He runs the neighborhood. He takes names and throws them down. Yeah. I like that.
And he was like that, you know, and I saw that, and it was because I would study. I would pay attention to them. I would watch things, do things. And I would say, why are these things doing something to me? And that was God's will telling me it's something in you. You're the seed of, Abraham. You're the product of Adam. All that's in your DNA, spiritually speaking, and you become conscious of it. Why? Because I woke you up. Not because you're so smart, you're so... No, I woke you up. You believe in me. You talk about me, but you talk about me the way I want you. You don't talk about me as a Christian. You don't talk about you as a religious person of church and state or the world. You talk about me like you really know me. A personal relationship. And I've had this since I've been a child. That awareness.
Wow. So and having that awareness and putting it down in the book, what do you hope people take away from reading Cattails?
Watch this. I don't hope they'll do it. If whatever they're going to do, I did it because I got saved. I wrote it because people used to, I used to talk about these cats. I wasn't even writing the book. I met these cats and I used to just talk about it. I was writing my other things that I thought people wanted to hear that I thought I wanted to say. And I was, every once in a while, just talking about these cats and people always come and say, man, you really in the cats, aren't you? I said, no, I don't even, I'm not in that. Yes, you know. And I didn't know that. They said, no, man, you know these cats. And I didn't, I said, but I do know them. I do know him. This is me, because you're not a bad person. I said, oh, that's the gift of understanding. And all I had to do is, I said, where does the understanding come from? And that took me back to the script. I said, oh, lean not on your own understanding. God's how revealed it to you when you're ready. And I said, well, I must be really ready because this probably makes sense to me. And I'm starting to listen to people and I'm starting to take their advice. But it's like they're being guided to talk to me as you're being guided right now to talk to me. You may not know. You said, why are you calling me? Because it's like the order. Because I did what I was supposed to do. It got to you. You do whatever it is, the tree. It brings things into the opening. God is all of us.
It's so fascinating because, too, where you are, for everyone listening, Mick, you're in Hollywood, and Hollywood is an interesting place.
Hollywood is an interesting place because Hollywood is an illusion. Hollywood is made up. Hollywood comes from us. Everything in this world comes from us, but came from God, but we ain't got God in there. We too divided. He said, and that's going to put down, it's not by chance. It is the fall from grace. What's the fall from grace? A disconnection to your creator. What is the crucifixion of Jesus, a recreaction to your neighbor. God's in the mix. I'll never forsake you. In fact, I laid my life down for you. Will you do the same thing for me? no more. You won't need to be world famous. You do what your gifts. We do what we're doing right now. You do what your gifts. You say, trust me. You don't just do what I tell you. Trust me. I'm your instinct. Trust me. And watch one day you get a phone call that we get right now.
So interesting. Because you put it out there. And you talk about living in the moment, too. And do you think that people, that's part of the problem? People don't live in the moment?
No, they do live in the moment. How are you living in the moment? And what do you call in the moment? What does it mean to you? Yes, they do. They may not know it. There's a lot of things people do, they don't know it. Guess what Jesus said it. What did the last thing on the cross he said? Forgive them. They don't know what I've given them. They have not. They don't know because they've been disconnected from me. I said, no pride. They teach pride all day long. When I figured out what the Antichrist was, the human race, I said, we just do stuff deliberately because we've been taught wrong. We've been taught spiritually wrong. God says no pride, and we teach pride all day long. Gay pride, black pride, this pride, you name it, pride. God says no division. We're divided on everything, one way or another. Polarized is the word they like to use.
Yeah.
And I said, and those words start to make sense to me tomorrow because I said, that makes so much sense. I said, that makes so much sense. Father says, that's because you're seeking me and I'm giving you the understanding. You're not struggling with it. You're not trying to judge nobody now. Now you understand what I say. Don't judge the plank in somebody else's eyes. Get the beam out your own. All fall. Trust me.
Yeah, boy, trust me, that's a perfect place to end this. Boy, Mick Jones, you're like a philosopher, I think, there in Hollywood.
I can't say that. Someone can say what you said. You're like a philosopher. I think, no, I'm not. Philosophers don't talk about Christ.
Yeah.
Not most of them don't. They talk about some concept of God. They don't talk about Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting.
And
you're right.
And watch this. Here's a good one. And when they do, they put him in a bunch of religious concepts. They make him a Christian. He's not a Christian. There's nowhere in the Bible you said, I come to form Christianity. Somebody else did it. And that's how you divide it. Divide and conquer them. You're Christian, but then you ain't a Christian. You're Baptist, you're Catholic. You're always divided. Republican, Democrat, black, white, gay, straight. Name it. Some form of division. I said, it's right in our face. It's so simple. The Antichrist, but we don't know it because we've been cultivated into the Antichrist. I said, world government. No peace, no justice, law, and always out of order. And you wonder why you end up with the people you have running your world.
Yeah. Wow. All right, so we're out of time. So, Cattails, Mick Jones, thank you.
Thank you. Got that.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.